up, Eagle Country? Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. Go online to schedule your next appointment at OrthoSensi.com. That's OrthoCincy.com. As always, I am your host, Double T Travis there. We got a great guest in studio this evening. The South Dearborn Lady Knights basketball team is here. You want to go ahead and make some noise for us? We're getting them the warm up right now. The girls are going to jump on here in just a few minutes, talk about their season. Before we get to that, we're somewhat obligated to talk about high school football to start the show because we have two teams from Dearborn County that are going to be competing for state championships this weekend. It's the first time in history that two teams from Dearborn County have played for the state championship in the same year, that being East Central and Lawrenceburg, both obviously punching their tickets to the state championship this past Friday. I want to start with the East Central game. We weren't there. We were calling the Lawrenceburg game, but what a dramatic game this was in St. Leon, a rematch from the regular season finale against Indianapolis Roncalli, a game that Roncalli won 21-19 in that regular season finale, and expected it to be a tight, close game again this time around, and it was. It was a thriller all the way to the end. Looked like Roncalli was going to again escape St. Leon with a narrow win, but Eli Aston makes maybe the play of all time in East Central football history as he blocked a game-winning field goal attempt from around 24 yards out, giving the East Central Trojans new life in overtime. They get to a fourth down. Roncalli fumbles the snap. Louis Gray comes up big, picking up the fumble, giving East Central a chance to go out onto the field and just get 3 points to win the game. A couple runs down to the five-yard line from Josh Ringer, and Nathan McPhee comes out and knocks down the 22-yard field goal to send East Central to the state championship. So that is a quick summary of the game, but certainly a fantastic game. And now East Central's got a chance to go up and win their third state championship in program history. The last time that they did do that was 2017, not too far in the distant past, a 14-7 win over Lowell. This time around, East Central, they're going to take on New Prairie, who won a wild game of their own up north, defeating Kokomo on Friday. New Prairie trailed 9-0, and then they were down 9-3. They tried an onside kick. It was successful. Two plays later, they score, get the point after, and it's 10-9. They hold on to win. So New Prairie, this heavy run team, a couple 1,000-yard runners, they can throw it around a little bit as well. So should be an interesting matchup with East Central on Friday. The 4A game going to be played at 3 o'clock. And if you like to look at the John Harrell site like I do, East Central favored to win that game 35-17. So good luck to the Trojans as they chase that third championship in program history. The Lawrenceburg Tigers going to look to do a similar thing, looking for their third state title ever, as well as they continued their dominant run on Friday against Monrovia. 35-7 win, and for the Tigers, the defense, the beat goes on there as they have only allowed, trying to think off the top of my head, just a little over 40 points since that week one loss to East Central. They've just been absolutely phenomenal, and the 7 points Monrovia scored on Friday was a 93-yard kickoff return. So again, the defense, very, very strong. We've talked about Alex Whitty and Tegan Bennett and how good they have been running the ball for the Tigers, particularly in the playoffs. They combined for 271 rushing yards on Friday, 4 touchdowns. Whitty caught another touchdown pass, a 41-yard kind of heave from Logan Ahouse right before halftime. So the Tigers' game plan has been simple. Run the ball and play very strong defense, and they have been able to do that. There it is, 47 points that they have allowed over their 13-game winning streak, the top scoring defense in the state. But they're going to have a big challenge in front of them in the 3A title game on Saturday, taking on Indianapolis Bishop Chittard. This is a team that has won 11 state championships since 2001 alone. They are a perennial powerhouse in 3A and are no stranger to playing at Lucas Oil Stadium. So they are not going to feel out of sorts in that arena on Saturday. But any way you slice it, you look at these two teams on paper, they match up pretty evenly, and I think that's going to be one really, really good ball ball game that we get on Saturday, and we will be there for the Class 3A State Championship. A 3 o'clock kickoff, 2:40 is when we will hit the air with our pregame coverage. Myself and Bill Smith will be perched high atop Lucas Oil Stadium for that state championship game. So if you can't make it up to Indianapolis on Saturday, we hope you'll join us for the call right here at your hometown radio station. But as I mentioned before we got to crunch time a little later this earlier this afternoon during drive time with Double T, we hope as many people as possible can get up to Indianapolis and support East Central on Friday and Lawrenceburg on Saturday, and maybe even people from those communities supporting the other as well. Be kind of cool to go up on Friday, watch East Central play, stay the night, and be there for the Lawrenceburg game on Saturday if you could. But we're hoping to see some big crowds up there making a lot of noise for those two teams as they try to do something special and win a state championship. One other note in football before we get to talking some high school hoops. If you were watching the Cincinnati Bengals game yesterday, they come out on the first drive and it stalls. And for over a decade, we've all gotten used to seeing Kevin Huber, who is a Cincinnati native, punt for the Bengals. And yesterday, number 10 wasn't out there. It was number 4, and that's another local kid by the name of Drew Chrisman, who went to elementary school right down the street from the radio station at St. Lawrence, making his NFL regular season debut for the Bengals yesterday. And he had 3 punts for 150 yards. Easy math there. That averages out at 50 yards per punt, and actually down 2 punts inside the 20-yard line as Drew Chrisman had a phenomenal regular season debut for the Cincinnati Bengals. Also holding kicks for Evan McPherson, who hit a 54-yarder in Pittsburgh with the wind swirling. That was not easy to do, but congratulations to Drew. It's been a long time coming for him to realize his NFL dream, and it now looks like he is the starting punter for the Cincinnati Bengals, hopefully for over a decade like his predecessor, Kevin Huber. So with that, we are going to get into some high school hoops talk here. Turn these microphones over on to my right as we got the South Dearborn Lady Knights in studio here. And if you've listened to the show before, hopefully you have, we do player introductions. So I believe there's 8 of you here in studio. We're going to give you all a chance to introduce yourself. I would like to know your name, what grade you're in, and what position you play on the team. So we can just go around the horn here.
Hi. My name's Natalie Rupp. I'm a senior, and I'm a forward.
Yep, don't be afraid to move the microphone around.
I'm Natalie Cantrell. I'm a junior, and I'm a guard.
Okay, so easy so far. 2 Natalies.
My name's Bernadette Wisman. I'm a junior, and I'm a guard.
I'm Lakota Vincent. I'm a sophomore, and I'm a guard.
All right, now over here. Use this microphone over here. That one works too. Go ahead.
My name's Kirsten Dixon. I'm a senior and I'm a guard.
My name's Gracie Messmore. I'm a sophomore. I'm a forward.
I'm Zoe Heiser. I'm a sophomore and I'm a small forward.
I'm Riley Legale. I'm a junior and I'm a forward.
All right, so in front of you, you see a red bowl. From time to time, we play what we call bowl games here on Crunch Time. There's just some random questions in there. What do you say you all pick one out of there, and we'll go around the horn, and this will be a fun way to get to know you a little bit. So Natalie, number 1, is going to go first.
Oh, gosh.
That one, is it a long one?
My question's favorite subject in school and why? I probably gotta say ceramics is my favorite because it's not actual schoolwork. If I'm gonna be honest, I just get to mess with clay for a whole hour. So
that does sound fun.
Yeah, it is. That's
right.
My favorite.
Yeah, I was not expecting ceramics to be something that was even said. So that's pretty cool that that's a thing. You can trade questions if you're really against it. Who knows the answer to their question? Whoever wants to go next. I know they're putting a little thought into these here. Just whatever comes to mind. Yeah, go ahead. Natalie, number 2.
My question is, what is my favorite ice cream flavor? And I would say cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream. That's a good choice. I like that. All right, what else we got? Kirsten, go ahead.
Okay. I got, what is my dream job? And it is an orthodontist.
Okay. Do you know where you want to go to school?
I want to go to IUPUI, to their dental school.
All right, very good. Got a plan going. That's cool. Who's next? Hop on up there.
mine is, what is at the very top of your bucket list, and I really want to go skydiving.
Skydiving, very good.
Mine is my favorite drill at practice, and I would have to say 11 man, just because it's easy and it's easy and it's a fun.
Does everybody else want to weigh in on that? Favorite?
That's a good one.
11 man. Okay, what about the not so fun drills?
The four minute drill.
Can someone explain what the 4 minute drill is for our listeners?
So the 4 minute drill is where there's girls lined up on the baseline and the sidelines everywhere. And you have to do a defensive slide on the baselines. And then on the sidelines, one sideline is a sprint and the other sideline is a jog. And you do that for 4 minutes straight.
Is this something you do when you get in trouble?
No.
Or like as they a competition thing? Okay.
They want us conditioned.
Just conditioned. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. What's next?
Mine's the last thing you watched on TV, and it was Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds. All right. If you don't like your question, trade or repeat somebody else's just so we can all talk a little bit. All right. What else we got? There's some over here on the left.
Mine's my favorite pizza topping, and I'd have to say classic pepperoni.
Classic pepperoni. Do you have a favorite pizza place that you get said pepperoni pizza?
Probably Strong's.
All right. Very good. Radio for you. We got anybody else who wants to answer a question? Come on up here.
Okay, my question is, what is my hidden talent? I can juggle the soccer ball over 1,000 times.
I was going to say, you have a not so hidden talent. You're very good at soccer. I know that for sure. So thanks for stepping up and doing that. Did that get through everybody?
Yep.
All right. Well, I have one more question over here. It is Thanksgiving week. So, What's the favorite thing to eat on Thanksgiving? What are you going back for seconds for this week?
My grandma makes the best cheesy mashed potatoes I've ever had in my whole entire life. So I'm excited for that on Thanksgiving.
Well, you should get to go first for shouting her out on that. Anybody else want to weigh in?
I'm going to go back for some mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese? Mm-hmm. All right. Everybody's just nodding. Yes, mac and cheese sounds really good.
Yeah, my family also has like the best mac and cheese recipe, so I'm going back for more mac and cheese.
Okay, well, we need the mac and cheese recipes here at Eagle Country, I think. Oh, okay, all right, fair enough. I'm a stuffing guy, as you can probably tell. All right, anyways, we'll move past bowl games there, and we'll talk a little high school hoops. That's what we're here for. And we do want to hear from Coach Gibbs, who's in the house as well. So, Coach, if you want to step up here. Before we talk about what's going on this year, because you're already 7 games deep in the season.
Yes.
Last year, 5-18 season, and from my eyes, what I saw from the year before that to last year looked like some improvement for your team. So kind of put a bow on the 2021 season and what you saw from your girls in terms of some improvement.
Well, and when we took over the job in two years ago, we were looking to make a difference with the program, and I think we're going in the right direction. You know, we're getting more kids involved. We got the Biddy Ball program going. Also, these young ladies here do a wonderful job working with these little kiddies. We will actually be starting our Biddy Ball next Monday. And these young ladies, along with our JV kids, will be there each Monday night for 5 weeks out. And we'll come in and they'll take a group of kids and we'll do stations with these individuals. And these girls do a wonderful job. You couldn't ask for a better group of kids. Coming in from the 21 season, you know, we've always had big kids inside with size, 6'2", 6'2", 6'1", whatever you want to call it. But this group that we have now, I am very, very, very pleased in the direction we're going. You know, we kind of talked about it today during a film session and just kind of where we're at compared to two years ago. And I compared it to 2 years ago because the way we play is totally different than we had played the last 2 years. And I love the style of up and down, getting in people's faces and creating chaos. And that's something we're doing very well with. And it's a lot of thanks to the girls because, you know, it's hard to, you know, go 32 minutes full speed. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I like the idea that we have some kids taking on some responsibilities of different roles. And it's been great. You know, we definitely have to work on a few things. You know, these games that we've been in this year, 7 games we're into it. And, you know, a lot of the games that we played the last 2 years, we weren't in a lot of these games. These games, we're right there. And I think the girls, you know that we are there possibly in that 10-plus range wins. And that's what we're looking for. And, you know, I know it's not the, you know, the 20-0 wins, but it's, you know, it's something that we want to be able to accomplish this year and winning 10-plus games and going into the Rivertown.
Sure.
And our goal is to win that and going into the Edinburgh tournament, the holiday tournament that we go to. Mm-hmm. That's another goal that we have in mind. You know, you got to set things, you know, high as far as standards. And I like what we have. I love the staff that we have, our coaching staff. Along with us tonight, we have Mrs. Julie Messmore. She is my varsity assistant.
There we go.
And also, we still have, you know, our assistant coaches, Ronnie Moorhead and Bailey Baker is new with the program this year. She is also teaching at the high school. And we have a wonderful young man by the name of Paul Walker. He's an East Central guy.
Yep.
He's back in town, and he's teaching at the high school, and he does a nice job with the JV squad. So really like what we have going here. You know, we just gotta be able to put it in a hoop when we get our, you know, 10 plus steals a game and, you know, put it in. So we'll get there. You know, we just gotta keep on these girls and keep working hard every day.
All right, well, a few things I want to get to out of what you just said there. First, I figured out what the 4-minute drill is all about now, because once you play hard, as hard as you can for 32 minutes, so we got that figured out. That's
yes.
Good. I do want to go back to helping out the younger kids, and I want to kind of comment on that, just how that experience has been, what that's maybe meant to you, trying to prepare the future Lady Knights for the basketball.
I guess I'll do
it. Good.
I'd say that, like, when we were younger, we didn't get a lot of help because we all went to different schools. So it's harder for us to come up to the middle school and to the high school, and we all can't, like, connect to start off. So I think we, like, encourage the younger girls so much because we want them to have a successful high school career, mm-hmm. and we want them to be 20-0
mm-hmm.
and have, like, their best season. So I think helping the younger girls connect now is going to make it easier for them in the long run.
So does it kind of make you feel like as a group that you have a bigger purpose? Yes, you want to win games on the floor this season and be as successful as you can, but you're also setting up or helping set up the future for South Dearborn girls basketball.
Yeah, I can't wait. Like, and I know the other girls can't wait either to see what South Dearborn does in the next coming up years.
That's very cool. Keep up the good work with helping the youngsters along. That's pretty awesome stuff. So let's jump in and talk a little bit about this season. And, Coach, you can come back up here, and we'll go kind of around the horn with some things here, whoever wants to talk. But the makeup of the team, your young team, only have, a couple seniors?
Two seniors.
So how's that dynamic been so far with having some younger players stepping up and playing some varsity minutes?
You know, these young ladies have been involved from day one, and I think both our seniors got some playing time as freshmen. Mm-hmm. Am I right on that, girls? Yeah. I remember watching them, but yeah, you know, they didn't get their quality minutes or their maximum minutes they wanted probably as a freshman, but they're expected to be on the floor quite a bit now, and you know, I think they've accepted a role that, you know, they're the two seniors that have to lead the way. And we've got the four wonderful juniors right behind them that will play that role also. And for us, it's about playing as a unit. And that's how we want to play as a unit. Try to take the individualism out and just be a solid, well-respected team that comes out each and every night and plays hard to the end.
All right. For the two seniors, how have you taken on to that leadership role? What have you done to become a better leader, maybe from last season to this season?
You can go first.
That's what I was going to say. No, I'm just kidding.
First up is Natalie Rupp.
um, I don't know. I don't want to go.
Throw a tough one at you?
I don't know. I don't want to, like, throw anybody under the bus. But, like, I feel like us as seniors, we connect a lot more than the seniors in the past.
Okay.
And I feel like we do carry, like, such a big leadership role because we do have such young girls on the team.
I mean, are you a lead by example, or are you more of a vocal? Like, just maybe talk about that a little
both.
Bit. Both.
I think we both lead by example.
Yeah.
And we're definitely both the most vocal on the team. And we do have to carry the team a little bit sometimes with our mouths.
Maybe I'll frame the question a little bit differently.
I think when we were freshmen, the mm-hmm. seniors are very, like, scary, so we were just like these little tiny freshmen on varsity, and we were so okay. scared. We just, every time we got the ball, we just wanted to pass it away. So I feel like we try to take them in mm-hmm. and kind of guide them, because it's difficult, it's scary mm-hmm. when you're a little freshman with all these seniors sure. and upperclassmen. So I think we just try to take them in and comfort them throughout
okay.
the season.
So just to go a little bit more accepting, mm-hmm. I guess, making it just feel a little more inclusive there. I like that. That's a good answer. All right, let's move on to the next thing, and that is talking about, you know, some of the games that you've already played this season. 1-6, Coach, you kind of alluded to it. You're right there in some of these games. There's been a couple close ones here not too far back. Southwestern game was recently, 4-point game. Talk about that game.
I mean,
Switzerland
game,
County's another one.
That's the one we kind of went over today after school before practice. You know, when you look through the film, it's like, wow, these guys they could be pretty darn good. Mm-hmm. And I think it just comes down, and we talked to the girls today about just being able to finish. You know, we do a great job on pressuring a basketball, and we're running a little, you know, zone trap, and we're getting some responses out of that, and we're getting some turnovers. And when you get turnovers, you want to be able to, you know, finish and get those points up on the board. We do leave, and Coach Messmore, I think, referred to it the other night before we left Southwestern, is we leave a lot of points on the floor. And, you know, I think the girls know that. And, you know, it's hard. It really is. I mean, you know, these girls play hard for 32 minutes. And, you know, sometimes it just takes a little extra. And I think one of the biggest things with any athlete is the confidence level. Mm-hmm. You know, confidence is a big thing. And, you know, that's what I would like to instill with these girls. And I tell them all the time, it's more than just now. It's preparing you for down the road. And, you know, that college, you know, the next step to college or whatever it may be, maybe a workforce or the military, whatever it may be, I want you to be able to go into whatever you choose to do and do your best. And that's what the girls do. They do their best. And you know, I know they get frustrated sometimes with us, you know, especially when I'm stomping and, you know, I'm pretty animated on the sidelines. So, but I tell the girls all the time, it's like, I have to do that. If I didn't do that, then I feel like I'm cheating them. Mm-hmm. So I would love for them just take some of that energy from me and just instill it into their bodies and just go after it and do it. And I think results is, you know, the results are coming. And the girls I think mentioned earlier, you know, it's about building the program and continuing what they've already built. You know, they're not going to, you know, reap the benefits later on, but they will be able to say, I was part of that building process. So, you know, I'm pretty proud of these girls. Sometimes they don't think that, but, you know, they've got some wonderful coaches here. You know, we've got the legendary, you know, Julie Stanley Messmore here with us that played in college, and she just knows the game in and out. And I would just love to see these girls soak all the information in from her, because I think we're blessed to have somebody like Coach Stanley.
Absolutely.
Messmore here.
Yeah, that's awesome. Does anybody want to talk about Coach Messmore, what she's meant to the program? She's helped you out?
We love our Coach Messmore. We love her. She's just, she does understand the game of basketball so well. Mm-hmm. And she does get frustrated with us, but she shows us on the court like a better way to take it. I can say, like, one way I get very frustrated very easily, and she's always there on the sideline, like, just keep going, don't let them get it in your head, like, you've got it.
On to the next play.
Yeah, she's very supportive with everything that we do, and if we ever need her outside of the court, she's always there as well.
Very cool. Yeah. You're listening to Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Ron Auer, Dr. Brian Whistle, and Dr. Roman Trimble, located right here in Lawrenceburg, so it's easy to find the orthopedic specialist you need close to home, orthosensi.com. So, Coach just talked about the style of play a little bit defensively, kind of getting into it, running, trapping, trying to create havoc out there. How do you like that style of play? Do you find that that's helping turn defense into offense and get some easy buckets? Do you have fun with that kind of that style of play? That's kind of what we're asking.
I think we do. I do, especially. Last year, we were a lot taller, but this year, I think we're a lot faster. Mm-hmm. So we're able to get up and down the court a lot faster, and I think that helps us a lot.
I definitely do like playing a lot more aggressively, but we do struggle with fouling. Especially me. So I got to stand back a little bit sometimes. But we are a lot faster than we were. So I think, like, in the upcoming season, we're definitely going to be right there.
And play defense by moving your feet.
Yeah. Your arms.
Not my hands. I can't. Reaching problem.
All right. That's things that can be fixed, though, right? Absolutely. And in terms of things that you can get better at, whether it's individually or as a team, what are some of the things that maybe you have focused on from last year to this year, or just things that you've seen happen already this year that, oh, this is something that we need to get better at, and if we do, we'll start having more success in the win column?
Everyone could probably agree with this, with me, but our free throws, and the coaches always talk about it all the time. They praise free throws. Free throws win games. So I think we're trying to work on it too. We just need to hit our free throws.
Okay, that's a good one.
Easy easy baskets. Like easy layups. We need to start making those. That's where a lot of points get away from us. Especially like post moves, we are a lot smaller this year, so post moves is a lot harder for us. But just like the easy baskets we have to make. Oh my god, if I could talk. You guys want to say anything?
You guys want to say anything?
Come on.
Coach, how about you? I'm sure you can weigh in on that. A couple things that you've been thinking about and preaching to them here lately.
Well, I think, again, I think the consistency of being able to finish a fast break layup or maybe a layup that off a steal. We get a lot of back cuts off of our offense, you know, and it moves very well. Like what we do in our offense, there's a lot of movement. And when we get those nice, easy back cuts, we've got to be able to finish those. And those are the things that we got to continue to work on. And I think, you know, as the season goes, I think we will figure out where we need to be and what direction we're going to be taking towards the end. Ultimately, you know, I think we can go into this sectional, and nobody's given us a chance. You know, they haven't for the last, I don't know how many years, but I know at least 3 years, you know, and, you know, the expectations of wins is like, oh, they just, well, you win. If it's not, it's no big deal. That's not the, you know, the theory that I want to play by. I want to, you know, let these girls know that they're very capable of winning games. And that's why I said 10 plus games from the get go for this year. And, you know, honestly, if you look at, you know, if you look back on the last seven games, we could easily be 4-3, really. I mean, in my mind, I think if you look at it, and if we convert some of these layups and you know, some of the free throws down the stretch, and, you know, we're right there. So other than that, we will keep plugging away and we will keep working hard. I am just curious to see what Miss Gracie Messmore has to say about playing with her mom.
And her sister.
Well, and of course, the sister, too.
Okay.
All right, here's Gracie.
All right. Come on up. Don't be shy.
It's been pretty good having my mom coach me and playing with all these girls.
And you're having fun.
I am having fun.
Is she tougher on you at home or in the gym? Yes. Okay. The answer is yes. Yes to both. All right. You mentioned Edinburgh Tournament, Rivertown Classic. We'll certainly be there for the Rivertown Classic to call all the games. One of my favorite times of the year. Those are good opportunities to you know, play a lot of games and also play in a tournament style that prepares you for sectional. So everybody can talk about this, the girls as well. Is that what you like about playing in those tournaments, is preparation for later on down the road?
Yes, I think it's a good indication of where we can be. You know, if we can go in this, the Rivertown tournament and play well, actually before that, the Edinburgh tournament, you know, the coach up there has some good teams coming in. We have a couple local teams. I think South Ripley might be there. But, you know, you've got some teams. We have some teams that we don't see all year. So it's kind of nice to be able to see the different competition out there. So that kind of helps us to get ready for where we need to go into the Rivertown. Rivertown's awesome. You know, I just really want to, you know, thank the Eagle for coming down and sponsoring and doing what you guys do. You guys do a wonderful job covering, you know, those, I don't know how many games that ends up being, but it's a lot of games. It's a lot of fun. I mean, I enjoy going to both boys and girls, and, you know, it's, and I think our girls will be there. They'll be cheering on our boys, too. So, you know, we'll get that den rocking. And, you know, that's we want out there. We would like to see a lot more of our student body coming to our games. We do have a game next Tuesday against Rising Sun, and I'd love to see the den. We're going to have these girls kind of get some, I guess, encouragement to the other student body to get out there to get us going. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. We really can't wait for Rivertown, and I'm particularly looking forward to the girls' tournament this year because I think it's as open as it has been in recent memory, so that's going to be fantastic. I'm going to leave you with one more question, and the captains, the leaders, I'm assuming, can answer this. How would you like the rest of this season to play out for South Dearborn? We're talking goals, expectations. Just what would you like to have happen to round out your senior seasons?
A major goal that I have for my senior season is for us to win the Rivertown. Lawrenceburg comes in there every year, and they win it every year. I don't know for how many years. So that's definitely one of our big goals, is to go in there. And I also want a sectional title.
Yeah.
So, like, I want to go in there, and the teams that are expecting to beat us in the sectional, I want to show them what we're actually made of and how we actually play later in our season.
Very good. And do you want to add on?
I also agree with Natalie about Rivertown. I'm excited about it this year because, like you said, I think it's been most open it has been in the past few years. And I really want to win a lot more games than we did last year. And I think we're capable of that. We just need to, like Coach Gibbs said, we just need to finish our shots.
Well, it sounds like you know what you need to do.
Yes.
Now it's time to just go do it. And we wish you the best of luck the rest of this season. We're rooting for you. I know you've already made people proud, but go continue to do that. And don't forget about those kiddos. Keep coaching them up and getting them ready for later life as a South Dearborn Lady Knights. Thank you so much, Coach, and the team for coming out tonight. We appreciate you being here. And like Coach said, get out and support these young ladies as they continue to strive towards their goals this season. And thank you so much for listening to Crunch Time on a weekly basis, we hope. Sponsored by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. We'll do this again next Monday, 6 to 6:30, right here on Eagle Country 99.3 and at EagleCountryOnline.com.